New reporting contradicts what the White House told the press traveling with the president during a recent trip to Turkey, and as NPR's Tamara Keith reports, that may have left reporters vulnerable.
President Trump boarded Air Force One as usual, but the Washington Post reports he was then smuggled off the plane in a catering truck and flew on an entirely different aircraft. NPR hasn't confirmed the report, but journalists and White House aides who unknowingly flew on the decoy plane were firmly instructed to keep their window shades lowered. Later, talking to reporters, Trump never let on.
Were you aware of any credible threat by Iran against Air Force One?
Well, I have a threat all the time. I'm number one on their list before you. But if I go, you go. Right?
But was there a specific
threat today? Perhaps someday you want to change professions.
Tamara Keith, NPR News.
Senator Richard Blumenthal says he wants to know details about President Trump's travel out of Turkey after a NATO summit. Blumenthal wants to know what the safety calculations were for journalists and others who traveled on Air Force One.
And that's why I'd like to know what precautions were taken to make sure that they were safe flying in an airplane that could have been a target of the Iranians with missiles or other devices that were capable of evading the defensive mechanisms on the old Air Force One.
Blumenthal spoke on CNN. NPR has not confirmed this independently. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.